Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, and welcome. It is January the 30th. Welcome to Shay Renee and Friends. Guys, thank you for tuning in, calling in, logging into the chat room. We always appreciate you guys. It's me and Sister Estherine tonight. So you want to say something, Sister Estherine?
Well, hello there, children of the Most High. Praise the Lord, children. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy to be here.
All right. Sister Estherine is in the house. Guys, we're going to do a recap on the Grammys. Hopefully, you guys saw that. It was fantastic. I did get to see some highlights of on it and stuff. I didn't get to see it in its entirety, but I will go on demand and see it in its entirety. We have the State of the Union address. It's actually happening right now while I'm live on the air. We're also going to be talking about Rose McGowan. She is the author of Brave, and I'm sure you remember her with the Harvey Weinstein sexual harassment and allegations. And we're going to be talking about Nicole Eckhart versus Scott Baio, another assault accusation, allegation. So anyway, we're going to be talking about a couple of things tonight, so definitely stay tuned in, and we're going to be back. And tonight's music, it's all about the Grammys tonight. So tonight you're going to be hearing some of the highlights and songs that were performed at the Grammys last night. So here's the first one. We're going to do Logic. And hopefully you guys will identify with this song. A lot of people are going through a lot of things in today's time. It's a lot of things going on in the world, a lot of things around the world. But hopefully this music will inspire you and motivate you because that's the kind of music that we like to play here on Shay Renee and Friends. And so anyway, welcome to Tuesday Motivation. And hey, be motivated. Here's Logic. We'll be right back after this.
I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feels like my life ain't mine.
Who can relate?
I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feels like my life ain't mine.
Come on.
I don't want to be alive. I don't want to be alive. I just want to die today. I just want to die.
All this other, I'm talking about, they think they know it. I've been praying for somebody to save me, no one's heroic. Yeah, my life don't even matter. I know it. I know I'm hurting deep down, but can't. I never had a place to call my own. I never had a home. Ain't nobody calling my phone. Where you been? Where you at? What's on your mind? They say every life precious, but nobody care about. Come on.
I've been on the low. I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feels like my life ain't mine.
Who can relate?
I've been on the low. I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feels like my life ain't mine.
Come on.
I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive.
Underwater, and it's the lightness in the air when you're there chest to chest with the lover.
It's holding on though the road's long and seeing light in the darkest thing. And when you stare at your reflection, finally knowing who it is, I know that you'll thank God you.
I know where you've been, where you are, where you're going.
Yeah.
I know you're the reason I believe in life. With the day without a little night, I'm just trying to shed a little light. It can be hard, it can be so hard. But you gotta live right now. You got everything to give right now. Come on. I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feels like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feels like my life ain't mine. Come on. I finally wanna be alive. I finally wanna be alive. I see my tears melt in the snow. But I don't wanna cry. I don't wanna cry anymore. I wanna feel alive. I don't even wanna die anymore. I don't even wanna die anymore.
Black is beautiful. Hate is ugly. Women are as precious as they are stronger than any man I have ever met. And unto them I say, stand tall and crush all predators under the weight of your heart that is full of the love they will never take away from you. Be not scared to use your voice, especially in instances like these when you have the opportunity. Stand and fight for those who are not weak, but have yet to discover the strength that the evil of this world has done its best to conceal. To all the beautiful countries filled with culture, diversity, and thousands of years of history, you are not shitholes. And lastly, on the behalf of those who fight for equality in a world that is not equal, not just, and not ready for the change we are here to bring, I say unto you, bring us your tired, your poor, and any immigrant who seeks refuge. For together, we can build not just a better country, but a world that is destined to be united.
That was Logic from the Grammys last night, guys. Yes, it was a night of protest with the Grammys last night. They stood up on a lot of issues. They dealt with a lot of issues. They used their platform to deal and bring exposure to a lot of issues that we're dealing with. And that is the job of an artist. That is the job of a person on a platform. So kudos to Hollywood, kudos to the music industry for taking a stand and addressing these issues that are affecting our world, because we all live here. And, you know, and deep down, we all want the same thing. And that's a beautiful place to raise our children, our grandchildren, and, you know, and to have some peace, you know, and to be able to get along with your fellow man. You know, we know everything is not going to be perfect, okay? People are going to piss you off. We know this. We know this. Okay, but, you know, it's some things that's been going on here lately in society, and the music is showcasing it, and it's dealing with the times that we're dealing with. We're dealing with drug addictions, you know, with the opiate crisis, all kinds of stuff, the sexual assaults that are going on, and it's not just women. It's men that are being assaulted also, and they're being strong enough. They're having enough courage to stand up and speak out on the injustices. And so Kendrick Lamar kicked off the Grammys last night. And sister, what did you think about the Grammys?
Well, you know, I always love those shows, those award shows, because of the performances that the artists do. And I tell you, they started it off with fire. This young man. And I'm definitely going to add him to my playlist. And Kendrick Lamar, from California. That boy showed up. He brought tears to my eyes, though, at the end when he showed them black boys getting shot. because it was dealing with issues that we deal with, like you were saying. And so I was glad, and I don't really look at those shows, but that show had a message. It wasn't just about music. It had a message, and it was more, it was bigger than just music last night, and that's what I got from the show last night.
Well, that's kind of what I got, too, because, you know, they were protesting and they were standing up for different things, and even in their performances, even in the art, they were addressing with, you know, some of the issues that we deal with as a society. And so he did deal with some of the racial issues and stuff. Bono and U2 joined him. And I tell you, every time Kendrick Lamar has a way to just make your mouth drop with his creativeness, his creative niche, it is just amazing. He is gifted. He is talented. He is definitely, definitely blessed the way he can put words together and actually paint a picture when you listen to his lyrics and his music. And so anyway, he won some awards last night.
He sure did. And oh, it was such a wonderful thing last night. He just did just a great performance, and then he went on with an award.
I know. It was awesome. It was really good. And so that was a highlight. And people have been talking about it all day today. On the internet, it has been trending about what's been going on. Now, with Pink, she addressed, I don't know if it was the president, I actually missed his title, but it was Neil Portro, and I don't know if he's the president, but anyway, he has something to do with the organization of the Grammys. And there was a lot of conversation going on today also, because it was only one female that won an award last night, and I think all of the other winners were male. And so, anyway, this guy, Neil Portro, I'm hoping I'm saying your name correctly. Anyway, he says that women, creative women, need to step up. And Pink responded and said that his words were sexist and that women have been stepping up since the beginning of time. And I did not pay attention to that last night, and I will be telling you all the rundown and who won what on the Grammys last night, but I did not realize myself that only one female won an award on the Grammys until this story came out and Pink addressed it. And there's a lot of talented women out there that's making music. Andrea Day, I just played her, Rise Up. So it's a lot of women out there. So I'm going to be going over the categories and who won awards last night. So I have that whole list. We're going to go over that later in the show. But this is 2018. Sister, how do you feel knowing that only one woman won a Grammy last night and the rest were men?
Well, I mean, like you said, there are women out there that have talent, and there are women out there that are singing songs. I see them all the time. So I don't know why they weren't known there. And a song that you're going to play tonight, that girl to sing that song, now, she should have won an award. So she should have been one to win this on my award, because she was good. That song is off the chain. You know, sister can be hip, too.
I see you can be hip. Yeah, you said off the chain. It's old, but yeah, you hip. You hip. It's old saying, but you hip. You got it. Hey, you know, you can say jive turkey, all that. You'll still be cool, sir.
Well, that's what, sir. How's that? That up to date? You're getting closer. Well, how about if I turn up?
Okay, now that's modern. You up to date now.
Okay, good. See, I'm getting it. I just need to keep paying attention. I'm getting it. But the babies at the church be teaching me.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, my kids, they kept me hip too. They still keep me hip. They always turning me on to music and stuff I need to listen to. So, anyway, Pink addressed that. And I do agree with Pink. Women have been contributing to society, you know, for a while now. So I don't know about creative women not stepping up. Creative women do step up. we just have a hard time sometimes stepping up and getting across like we need to sometimes. And I think that that is the dawning of a new day, as Oprah said in her last speech that set the world on fire, that it's the dawning of a new day for the woman. And I really believe that. And so that was something that we wanted to address.
Yes, it's kind of sad that he's like in such a big position and he said something like that about women.
Yeah, you know, but we've come to a society now to where we say a lot of things and then we have to come back and issue an apology afterwards, you know. So, you know, we kind of release things and then forget that somebody's sitting around recording it, and then, you know, we have to come back and say, oops, sorry, probably should have thought about that before I let it leave my lips. So, you know, that's the bad thing about being live, because sometimes we do that on the show, you know. So then I have to put a disclaimer, you know, the views and opinions. But yeah, tonight's music is going to be all about the Grammys. Last night, they had, oh, let me share this too. I was watching a movie, and it was an older movie. It was with Matt Damon and some more people. I know their names. But anyway, I remember Matt Damon in it, and it was called Stuck on You. And he was a Siamese twin. And Ben Carson, guys, did you know that Ben Carson was an actor? Yeah, that was like a serious SAG movie. So he was major. He was like the lead doctor. I think it came out in like 2010. But yeah, so the head of our urban housing development, Dr. Ben Carson, was once in movies. So it just lets you know that, hey, we have a reality star as president now. Ben Carson, he's been in the acting arena. So, hey, entertainers, the White House is like open, man. They've talked about Will Smith. They've talked about Oprah. They've talked about Michelle Obama. I guess she's not like, she's kind of like a celebrity, but she is like the former first lady, but she's like a celebrity too, because we love her so much. So she has reached that like celebrity status, even though she's like the floatest. But there's been a lot of talk about a lot of celebrities possibly running for president in 2020. So this is just somebody else that has been in the entertainment arena that is now doing stuff in the White House. So it is possible. So if you are in entertainment, hey, you can be president. Okay. It's fact. It's proven. They're already in the White House. And hey, Ronald Reagan, you know, we all know he was. And so, hey, it's still happening. So I thought that was interesting. And I didn't know that he was an actor. He never mentioned it. Did anybody else know that? I mean, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. But, oh, yeah, let me go here, because people, this was trending today. Even a teenager was saying some things about Jay-Z and how, because, you know, it was the album of the year last night. He was up running it. Bruno Mars ended up getting Album of the Year, 24K, Magic. But everybody that was up for Album of the Year, ooh, that was hard. That category was hard, because everybody in that category I've listened to, and they deserve to be in that category. I can't deny that. Because I do like, I haven't, you know, listened to stuff in entirety in all with all of them. But the few that I have listened to, I have liked them and the artist. So it was a tough category, but Bruno Mars ended up winning. And the story of OJ didn't end up winning. So I have the story of OJ that we're going to play with Jay-Z. And also, I wanted to address that. You know, people say that Jay-Z doesn't give back to the black community. And, you know, I'm a Jay-Z and Beyonce fan. You know, I've been a Beyonce fan ever since she first came out with Destiny's Child. And then her and Jay-Z got together and, you know, they started tag teaming, doing music and, you know, and doing their thing. And so I'm fans of them. And so they have given back to the community. You know, Jay-Z ended up buying the Brooklyn Nets. So he ended up buying a basketball team. Anytime there's a tragedy, you know, I know they're cutting checks. You remember when they were having the protest, they were bailing people out and sending money to bail people out. So I know they give back, and they definitely, definitely will take a stand with race issues. You know, Beyonce's been under flak, you know, about the whole Super Bowl performance, you know, with the whole formation. But they will take a stand, and they have used their platform. And, you know, they cross, you know, they're international, and they cross cultures and color lines, and those are the ones that need to be speaking up on those things, because it crosses all lines and we all are affected. We all are affected when it comes to color and stuff and social issues that we deal with. And so he didn't win, but come on, y'all have gold album, platinum albums, awards from every award show ever. So I would love to see y'all's trophy room though one day. I would love to see that. I bet you it's from like floor to ceiling, you know. So you guys have done a hell of a job. And so anyway, but we're going to be back with some more news and some more stuff about the Grammys and all that. And also, if you guys are fans of Paul Mooney, you know, I like comedians and stuff, you know, and Paul Mooney was one of my favorite. He did a lot of writing for Richard Pryor and a lot of comedians. And he always said in his comedy that every African-American, every black person will have a nigga wake-up call. Like, no matter what level you reach in your success, you will always be reminded that you are black, that you are a nigger. And definitely, definitely, if you take a stand, you definitely will be reminded. And so he said it, Jay-Z is saying it, it's still happening in 2018. But hey, a dawning of a new day, we believe, is on the horizon, as Oprah said, okay? And so, and Obama's in them, they preached hope. And so Martin Luther King said, I have a dream. So we're going to keep on believing that, hey, we will not be characterized by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. Anyway, here's Jay-Z with the story of OJ. We'll be back.
Over the neighborhood that your mama rentin'. take your drug money and buy the neighborhood. That's how you rinse it. I bought every V12 engine. Wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. You wanna know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? That's how they did it. Financial freedom, my only hope. Fuck living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $2 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $8 million. I can't wait to get this shit to my children. Y'all think it's bougie, I'm like, it's fine, but I'm trying to give you $1 million worth of game for $9.99. I turn a 2 to a 4, 4 to an 8. I turn my life into a nice first week release date. Y'all here still taking advances, huh? Me and my niggas taking real chances, Y'all on the gram holding money to your ear. There's a disconnect, we don't call that money over here, yeah. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga.
I know. It didn't win on the Grammys. But hey, we're BYTV. Well, we bring you the verdict. Okay? And so we brought you the verdict. The story of OJ. So, anyway, that was hot on the charts. And so, anyway, Bruno Mars ended up winning 24K Record of the Year. And I am a fan of Bruno. That's what I like. Song of the Year. That's one of my favorites. And two, Bruno comes to Memphis a lot that I heard. And he gets a lot of his music done here, right here in Memphis, Tennessee. And so it is just beautiful to see Memphis kind of winning all of that, you know. He had a little bit of something to do with that. So hats off to all the winners that won Grammys last night. And I'm going to go over the list before we get out of here, because I still have a couple of more songs that I'm going to share tonight also and play. But in the news, Black Panther had its movie released last night. It had all royal outfits representing the African culture and country that they shot the movie in. And represented in the movie. And so that'll be releasing, I think, February 16th. Scott Baio. You remember Charles in Charge? You remember the blonde hair little girl, the one that he babysitted, Nicole Eckert, has accused him of assaulting her at the age of 14 and says she lost her virginity to him. He had an angry rant of denial on Facebook Live, and that it was her that pursued him. and he had a recording of her in a conversation that they had. So I don't know where that's going to go, but that's another allegation that has come out against Scott Baio from Charles in Charge. And so we'll definitely keep you updated on that. Like I said, the State of the Union address is going on right now. The president is supposed to be dealing with a lot of issues. So we're going to be, I'll probably fill you in next week about that.
I wonder what he's going to talk about. I'm just curious.
I don't know. I didn't get any kind of headway on, you know, what he's going to discuss. I mean, I'm sure he's going to discuss, you know, your typical topics, economics and, you know, security and different things like that. So I'm sure that he's going to talk about your basic issues. And so, but, you know, they didn't address it. And so we won't get the recap until we get off the air. So anyway, so we'll fill you in next week.
Yeah, we'll fill you in. We'll find out what he talked about and everything and talk about it a little bit more next week.
Yes, we will. Okay, now, you remember the story about Harvey Weinstein and big Hollywood producer? He has been has gotten several sexual allegation charges against him with a lot of women. One of the first women was Rose McGowan, and she wrote a book called Brave to encourage those who need encouragement and courage to make a stand against the injustices against women. And so anyway, she was on The View today, and she was also on Good Morning America. I didn't get a chance to catch her with Robin Roberts on Good Morning America this morning, but I did get to catch her on The View. And she brought tears to my eyes, ladies. She brought tears to my eyes. As a woman, you deal with all kinds of situations. And for so long, we have been taught to keep quiet, don't tell what happens in this home, stays in this home. And I understand abuse more now as an adult than I ever did as a child. And she said that she went through being slut-shamed, made seem to be crazy, was degraded because she stood up to her attacker. And so many people are losing faith in the judicial system and the law itself when it comes to those people of power. And so when you do take that stand, you have to go through so much. And it takes a lot of courage for these women to take that stand because it takes a toll. First of all, you're having to deal with the alleged abuse that you faced. Then you have to deal with the attack from your attacker. So it's a lot for a woman to have to deal with and get herself together and be strong enough to stand up and say no more. And so she was one of the first ones to stand up. And actually, she was the one that got the story in the New York Post and I think Washington Post. She was the main, you know, she was the beginning of the story and how it all came about. And she said that he had power over the media companies and the money, you know, to pay for it. She said she did take the $100,000 because she felt like that was the only thing she could do to get away. And if you missed it, you can look it up on YouTube, up under The View. But like I said, it brought tears to my eyes. It brought tears to my eyes to see what women are having to go through and deal with. And it's 2018. And we're still dealing with these issues and we're still trying to find solutions to these problems. Sister, you are a wise woman and seasoned woman. What suggestions would you suggest to women? And men are being assaulted also. So what would you suggest? You know, some, you know, what words of wisdom would you give to somebody listening?
Well, I tell them, get you some mace and mace they ass. Don't you let them. You don't go in there unarmed. You don't know what nobody gonna do. And I carry mace on me. I'm like a quick shooter. I done worked on it. I practiced. I could twirl it around, switch it, spray you, and run away. So my words of wisdom is carry some mace and mace their ass.
Oh, okay. Okay. She said, get some mace. Okay, that's some wise words. Yes. Carry some mace. Carry some mace and mace they ass. You've heard it from sister, okay. All right. With that, I'm going to take a break. We're going to listen to Kesha. She had a phenomenal performance last night. Man, this song is just phenomenal. And it's called Praying. And I love prayer. I love prayer. And I tell you, I got this from actually Russell Simmons, actually. And he says, I don't do shit until I, you know, meditate, you know. And I'm just like, I don't do shit until I meditate and pray, you know. So I got it from Russell Simmons. I stole it. But Kesha has a song called Praying. And it's an awesome song. And the thing I love about this song is that I can see this song being played on your regular radio station and the gospel station, because it's such a powerful song. So it basically does cross over. So hopefully you enjoy it as much as I enjoyed it, because I think it's a really good song. So anyway, let me know what you think about the song, and I think you're going to like it. Anyway, this is Kesha, Praying.
Am I dead? Or is this one of those dreams? Those horrible dreams that seem like they last forever. If I am alive, why? Why? If there's a God or whatever, something, somewhere, why have I been abandoned by everyone and everything I've ever known, I've ever loved? Stranded. What is the lesson? What is the point? God, give me a sign or I have to give up. I can't do this anymore. Please just let me die. Being alive hurts too much. proud of who I am. No more monsters, I can breathe again. And you said that I was done. Well, you were wrong, and now the best is yet to come. 'Cause I can make it on my own. I don't need you, I found a strength.
And you can feel that she felt that song. She's not just singing that song. Like, she feels that song. She identifies with that song. Now, you can feel that song when she sings.
Yes, you can. I'm like ready to get out there. I'm ready to go pray. 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 You know, I sing lead in the choir.
I hear the tone. I can see. I can see it. Yeah. Okay, sister. All right. Now, for the Grammy lowdown, or I guess not the lowdown, but the Grammy list. How about that? All right, so we know the album of the year went to Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic in the Air. Record of the year went to Bruno. Song of the year went to Bruno. Let's see. What else went to Bruno? Okay, come on. Scroll for me. Okay, well, my laptop is tripping. Okay. We're gonna see. Well, maybe I won't be able to give it to you. Okay, well, I was going to give you the list. They didn't want me to give you the list, I guess. Let's see if I can get you the list. But in that category, while I'm trying to pull up that list, okay, here we go. Okay, you just be a little contrary. Okay, you just be just a little contrary, just a little contrary. Best rap performance, Kendrick Lamar, Humble. Best rap song, Kendrick Lamar, Humble. Okay, it's still pausing on me. Well, okay. Oh, it's telling me it's having a problem. Well, sister, how was your day today? What did you do today? While I'm working on this, we can discuss something else.
Well, you know, today is Tuesday. And you know, the church is open every day. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Elvis Preston now. Come visit us. And so, I just went to the church and I just helped those and prayed for them. And, you know, because we have people coming by the church every day. And so I just do my good deed every day. And so I did that. Came home, cooked my dinner. And then I got ready to come see you. Okay.
So you didn't do much today, huh?
No. Most of the times I do. And usually I get Sister Coochie with me, and we go, and we have fun and do little girl things. You know how you have to have your girlfriends.
Yes, I do. I do. I have my girlfriends, too. There's nothing like girlfriends, I tell you.
I know. And so we did our little thing, and we did our little thing, and we do our little thing.
Okay, and what's your little thing?
Now your business.
Oh, okay. All right, what? It ain't none of my business. Well, okay, I'm going to mind my business then. You had mentioned it, so I just figured that you was going to tell us what it was about, you know, or what you did.
And well, I said we did our thing. That was me telling you what we did. Okay. Well, I mean, I take that. I take that. That's, I mean, you know, that's cool. I take that.
You did what you did, and that's what you do. And that's okay. Okay?
Well, I know it's okay, because I said it. We do what we do. See, I'm trying to get you started, Shay. You won't get started with me. You just so calm.
I know. Okay, one day I'm going to get started with you, but I'm not going to get started with you on live on air, okay, sister?
Oh, okay. It ain't the right time. Right? You're right. You're right. But sister's just having some fun.
I know. Okay, so I'm seeing Best Country Solo Performance. The winner was Chris Stapleton, either way. Best Country Duo Group Performance was Little Big Town, Better Man. I'm trying to get the list. This was on the whole thing. I just wasn't expecting it to do that. But anyway. Country Album From a Room, Volume 1, Chris Stapleton. New Artist was Alyssa. Comedy Album, The Age of Spin and Deep in the Heart of Texas, is Dave Chappelle. I didn't know he had a new album out. Rap Album was Damn, Kendrick Lamar. Rap Song Performance, Loyalty, Kendrick Lamar featuring Rihanna. Pop Solo Performance, Shape of You, Ed Sheeran. Pop Vocal Album, Ed Sheeran.
I like that Shape of You. I've heard that song. You played that before.
Yep, I played that before.
That's how I keep up with my music, because you be playing stuff.
I know. That's why I be playing it, so you can keep up with it and stuff. Because I know you like some of the stuff, and you don't be hearing it. And if I play it, then you be wanting it on your playlist.
Yep, you're right. You're right. I always tell you. Send me that song.
I know. That's why I be playing it. Traditional Pop Vocal Album, Tony Bennett Celebrates 90 Various Artists, Pop Duo Group Performance, Spillet, Steel, Portugal, The Man, Country Song, Broken Halos, Chris Stapleton, Country Solo Performance, Either Way, Chris Stapleton, he was racking up, Country Duo Group Performance, Better Man, Little Big Town, Rap Song, Humble, Rap Performance, Single or Track, Humble, R&B Album, 24K, Bruno, Urban Contemporary Album, Starboy, The Weeknd, R&B Song, That's What I Like, Bruno, Traditional R&B Performance, Redbone, Childish Gambino, Traditional or no, R&B performance. That's what I like, Bruno. Alternative music album. Sleep Well Beast, the national album. A Deeper Understanding, The War on Drugs. Rock Song, Run, Foo Fighters. Mental Performance, Sultan's Curse, Mastodon. Rock Performance, Single or Track, You Want It Darker, Leonard Cohen. American Roots Song, If We Were Vampires, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. American Roots Performance, Killer Dillard Blues, Alabama Shakes. Contemporary Christian Album, Chain Breaker, Zach Williams. Gospel Album, Let Them Fall in Love, CeCe Winans. Jazz Instrumental Album, Rebirth, Billy Childs. New Age Album, Dancing on Water, Peter Kater. Song Written for Visual Media, How Far I'll Go, Mona. Lin-Manuel Miranda. Score Soundtrack for Visual Media, La La Land. I like that movie. Hopefully you guys have seen it. Compilation Soundtrack for Visual Media, La La Land. Musical Theater Album, Dear Evan Hansen. Spoken Word Album, The Princess Diaries, Carrie Fisher. Latin Pop Album, El Dorado, Shakira. Music Film, The Defiant Ones, Various Artists. Music Video, Humble, Kendrick Lamar. Contemporary Instrumental Album, Prototype, Jeff LaBour, Fusion. I don't know him. Dance Electronic Album, 3D, The Catalog, Kraftwerk. Dance Recording Tonight, LCD Soundtrack. And so those are so far the list that I have for the Grammys. There's so many awards that they gave out last night. But those are just a few that I'm going to share because we're almost out of time. That's right.
Oh, man, this hour just goes by so fast. It just seems like 1 minute we're starting. Next minute you're saying we're out of time. We don't ever have enough time. It just never seems like we don't have enough time.
Well, the hour does seem like it does seem to go by pretty fast, but when we get to talking, time kind of flies. And so before you know it, I have to keep up with the time, you know, because of the outline and everything. So I have to keep up with the time so that we won't go over time.
Well, I'm glad you do, because it's like I look up and you're just telling me it's like time to go. And I'm just like, we just got started. Like, I ain't even shared half the stuff that I want to share.
What you want to share, sister?
Well, I sit up here and I ain't never seen the movie All Eyes on Me. And I have been a Tupac fan. And one of my songs that I like is Keep Your Head Up. And it's a song to Brenda, because Brenda got a baby. But I just want to take the chorus part, Keep Your Head Up. And that's what I want to say. Keep your head up. Because one day, it might be dark, but in the next minute, it might be light. You don't know. Because see, 1,000 years to us is like one day to God. So it might seem like a long time to you. It ain't nothing to him. So even though the vision tarries, wait on it. Because it don't tarry, really. It will come to pass. And it's just, sister, just encouraging you and just going along with what we were talking about tonight with the whole Grammys and the music and everything. Just in using your platform to encourage. And I'm using this platform to encourage you. And so hopefully you'll follow us and you'll tune into us every week. Because we got something coming every week. And sister don't know what she going to say. And I don't know what the Lord going to say. Because you know he'll speak to me. And when he speaks to me, I speak to you. But if he don't speak to me, then I ain't saying nothing to you. I'm sister, and I'm out. Was I here, Shay?
You was here with that, I'm out. You just said, I'm dropping the mic.
Oh, say that next time. Okay, I'm going to say that next time. I'm dropping the mic. I'll say that next time. I like that too.
I know. That's why I gave it to you. Cause I knew, you know, you just, because the way you just be, you know, spilling your message and stuff, you know, you just have all that passion with you. So, you know, if you finish it with, and I'm dropping the mic, with all that passion that you got, oh, that's going to be like, that's set it off.
It's set out.
It's going to set it off, sister.
Oh, I want to set it out.
Yes, yeah, sister, that's going to set it off. You say that, drop the mic. I'm dropping the mic. That's what you say. I'm dropping the mic.
I'm dropping the mic. I'm dropping the mic. That's how I say it. I'm dropping the mic.
Yes, that's how you say it. You say it with that passion when you're in it. Okay?
I got you. I'm going to do that next time. I like that, too. I'm going to do that today. I'm going to do that when I get home. I got some stuff to say when I get home. And I'm going to drop the mic. That's what I got to say.
All right, sister. Now, don't drop that mic too much now.
Oh, I won't. You're so funny, Shay.
I know, sister. All right. Well, this was another song. Since Bruno, he racked up last night on the Grammys. This is a song he has, him and Cardi B, Finesse. We're going to go out with that. I'm going to, and tune in next week. We'll be back with the crew. Coochie's going to be back with us too next week. She had a doctor's appointment, and so she is chilling at the crib, and I'm sure she's tuning in. And so anyway, she'll be back with us next week. Ming Ling is on the verge of getting married. Hopefully we'll be able to broadcast that. She has bound her a bow in Japan, and so she's working on coming back this way. And we're working on getting over there to Japan for her wedding. So make sure you tune in next week. And hey, if somebody hasn't told you that they love you today, we're telling you that we love you.
We love you. Bless you, child of God. Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes, we love you. And hey, love more, laugh more. Motivate somebody. You know what I'm saying? Just motivate somebody. Motivate somebody and then, hey, that's going to motivate you. Okay, so if you're lacking motivation, just go out, motivate somebody, and that's going to motivate you. All right, live more, laugh more, love more, and hey, don't sweat the small stuff. All right, and so until next time, this is Bruno Mars and Cardi B, Finesse.
Tonight I'm gonna show you all. When I walk away, you It don't matter.